he was devastated. He had bought a house like a year before the mill went down. And he had to sell his house, and he barely got out of it with the skin of his teeth. He lost his job, he lost his house. He just has been at loose ends here for a while. And then he got a job working last summer at the Bucksport Mill, but it was a temporary position.
Yeah.
And it was, again, at the low end of the totem pole, and you'd end up doing anything. I mean, things that he used to do 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And, but he knew at the time that that job would end in October, but fortunately, he heard that the Lincoln Mill was taking applications, and he went up there, and he's only been there a couple of months now,
yeah.
But hopefully that will turn into something. I mean, he has so much knowledge that...
And when he, you know, looked around, what sort of opportunities were there other than the mill?
There wasn't much. You'd have to work two or three different jobs just to begin to make ends meet. And then no benefits. And he did take the tractor trailer driving course, but it wasn't good for him because he had a young daughter at home, and he's a single dad. He and his wife were separated a long time ago. And that wasn't working. She would call, and she was always in a crisis, and it would keep his mind other than on what he was doing. I think he would have liked it if it weren't that problem.
Yeah.
And the money was okay.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't for him. So he had to let that job go. And now he's back into the mill work again.
Yeah.